Mac Hansen, great to get the chance to have a chat with you. Vent here today with Bank of Ireland announcing another 5 years team sponsorships around the country. So I suppose the sponsors are pretty important to keep the whole thing on the road.
Yeah, definitely. Without sponsors, there's not the game that we know and love now, really, is there? They give us the opportunity to, you know, from a Connacht point of view, get new stadiums, get new facilities, and Leinster, new players.
Yeah, Leinster seem to get a lot of new players and getting quite a bit of attention this week. Big work going on in Galway, lots of digging. But the big work that you've been going through recently, you're going through your rehab. So everybody is saying to me, when's Mac back? So I said, I'll ask him, when do you think we'll see you running out either at the Dexcom or somewhere else in a Connacht jersey to liven it up a little bit for us?
I was saying I won't give an exact date on what we're thinking, but it's still on track, and it's looking like it'll be in the next couple of weeks. Look, I don't think my first game will be the Dexcom, unfortunately, but yeah, if that kind of gives people a little bit of an insight on when I'll be back.
There's a game in Wales and there's a game a little bit down the road from us, so you can work on that, folks, and try to catch it. We've seen you watching a bit of rugby in Connacht and Ireland. Obviously, you want to be playing. Do you like watching, or do you find it difficult to actually get into it when you're not out there?
I think maybe at the start it was a little bit difficult, obviously, just because very disappointed, as you said, not to be out there and trying to make an input on the game myself. But from stepping away from it, it's been good. I've been loving it, to be fair, the last couple of weeks as well, just going and watching the lads and been really getting into it. Remember, I watched the Connacht Poe game at home, obviously, and that last try when we kind of sealed the game was literally jumping out of my seat. So, there's been ups and there's been downs to it, but when your team's winning in both teams, you know, country and club, makes it a lot easier to support and enjoy, for sure.
Yeah, that was a fine try in Poe. I was jumping out of my seat commentating. A bit more difficult last weekend. They're a good side, Benetton. Look, Ireland, Six Nations champions, again, very close to another Grand Slam. They're operating at a very high level of rugby. What's it like to be in that dressing room or in that organisation when it's going like that? Because you've been there, you've been in the middle of it.
Mate, it's just a lot of fun. It's I think that's the best way to put it. Everybody there is smiling, having a good time, having the crack. Obviously got our serious bits when it's time to nail down. But as I said, we've just got, I feel like at the moment, it's all gelling, it's all working. We've kind of got what works for us nailed, because every team's different. You know, I think you look at the way the South African Doco is going, like the way they build things up, I think, is a little bit different to how we build things up, but that's working for them. As I said, what we found is kind of what's been working for us, and there's no point changing it when it's not broken at the moment. Being in there and being involved, I can just tell you, it's just a good time.
When you're setting up for a game yourself, I mean, when do you sort of go into game mode? Is it the day before, or is it a couple of hours before, or how do you set it up? Because you seem to want to get a lot of fun out of it. Some players strike me that it's almost a 24/7 thing with them. So everybody, as you say, is different. So when does Mac Hansen go, right, I've ready all week, now I'm flicking the switch, now I'm crossing that white line and we're into business?
Probably, I'd say, it's hard. Maybe with Connacht, I'd say it's sort of, I like to, when we're playing it at the stadium, I like to get in, have a shower, and I kind of try to switch on a little bit there. And then for Ireland, it's a little bit different. It's probably, we have a meeting just before we get on the bus. I'd say it's probably from there. Obviously, you come in and you come out of it throughout the week when you're doing work and you're doing your, like when you're training, but you're also looking back at footage, you're scouting other players, looking at what they're doing, looking what you think they're going to run. Like, so there's that sort of aspect to it. But I think, yeah, they're probably my two main switches for those two teams when I really am like locked in and getting ready for the game.
How do you then work around in the group area? Because you're dealing with players that are slightly different to that. Some of them maybe it's 24/7 for them. That's what they're thinking all the time. But you bring a calmness and maybe a bit of relaxation. Is that part of what you're trying to say to them as well? Especially maybe a newer player who might be under a little bit of pressure, first, second cap, something like that?
Look, it's kind of hard. Like, same with the what I was saying about the teams. Everybody's different. At the end of the day, you just got to find what works for you. Yeah, as I think I found what works for me, but someone else might need something completely different. As you said, they might need the whole week of being switched on, which I don't know. I personally just couldn't do that myself, but yeah, I definitely know some guys that are zoned in pretty much, I'd say 80% of the time, and it works for them. So yeah, that's the best advice I can do. Just find a routine, find out what works. Don't be afraid to try new things week in, week out. But once you think you've nailed it, just stick to it.
Do you think you read a game differently to other players as well? Do you see things, because you pop up all over the place when you're playing, and it must confuse the opposition, but it's wonderful to see a player who is here and then goes, I'm going over there now because something might be happening. Are you constantly thinking, trying to move, be a couple of steps ahead so that you're ready if something happens, and if not, you just have to go back and we'll start again, we'll keep chasing?
I actually think I could do a little bit better at thinking ahead. I think my kind of main thinking from it all is how can I be involved next? That's kind of what I'm thinking. Once I do something, if it's hitting a ruck, if it's looking at a short side, if I'm not involved, I'm just trying to think, all right, what can I do next? How can I be involved? How can I kind of make a difference in this play? So that's my kind of thought process behind it all. Not really thinking, as I said, I'm trying to get better at not thinking about the next play and just staying involved in that first one and what's going on there. Yeah, that's kind of what goes through my head.
And you're still enjoying being in Galway. You found your space there, and it's gone very well. And obviously, you've had the injury, but you're getting over that. It's future looks very bright, and you've a lot of rugby to play this season with South African tour coming up.
Yeah, it's some exciting games coming up, but I'm kind of all I'm worried about at the moment. Is playing with Connacht and getting into the finals. That's all we want to do. Like, we're still in a really good spot. Obviously not exactly where we'd want to be, but when I come back, whenever that is, that's my sole focus. I'm just doing what I can to help the team and get into those playoffs, because, I said, as we showed last year, when we're in finals, we can beat anyone. We can. We beat a really good Ulster side last year and went... It was a lot closer than the scoreline kind of showed against a really good Stormers team as well. So if we can just get in there, I know that we can cause some headaches to some teams.
Matt, great to talk to you. Thanks for your time. Good luck. We can't wait to see you back. Get yourself and Finlay and Bundy out there. Get the Irish triumvirate tearing in. And there is a lot of good rugby to be played. Connacht are still well in this. They just have to seize the opportunity now.
Exactly right, yeah. We got a good run. We've got some tough games, but... Oh, look, we're confident there are five games that we think we can really get a lot of points out of. So that's all we can do. We just try our best, and I think our best will be good enough.